Okay, so just taking a few moments to settle in for this short healing process to help you clear out any fears and blocks and beliefs to trusting yourself and following your guidance. So closing your eyes if you can, getting in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. And begin by first becoming aware of your breathing. Just following your breath in and out of your body. Nostrils, chest, belly, back out again through the mouth or the nose. And just checking in with the body, noticing how you feel in the body right now, any sensations, any emotions that might be present. And perhaps just placing your hand on your body wherever you feel something, even if you don't know what it is. Tightness, tension, fear, pain, sadness, grief. Just placing your hand there and acknowledging what you are feeling, sensations or emotions. And just setting a short intention, a brief intention for this healing process, an intention to clear out anything that could hold you back from receiving your guidance. Any fears or beliefs or blocks, past trauma. And you don't have to mention what they are. You can just generally say, my intention is to clear out anything that is holding me back from receiving, trusting, and following my guidance. And calling in your something bigger, your higher levels right now to help with the process. Angels, guides, God, whatever your something bigger is. And thinking of a time in the past when you followed your guidance. When you did something that was either did or said something you were guided to do or say. It could have been sharing how you felt. It could have been something at work. It could have been something in childhood, a relationship, money. Whatever it's related to, it does not matter. But just thinking of a memory, a time when you really felt like you followed your guidance, but then it didn't go so well. And again, just noticing how you feel in your body. Noticing sensations and emotions arising and just placing your hand on your body wherever you feel something. Continuing to breathe and feel, staying with that memory, that image of a time when you followed your guidance and it did not turn out so well per your ego. Right. And what belief or fear might you be holding now, given the way that turned out for you? Maybe you disappointed somebody, so you have a belief or a fear around disappointing or causing conflict. Perhaps your fear is I'll be left alone or abandoned, rejected. I'll be criticized or made fun of. If I make a mistake, I'll be hurt, embarrassed. Perhaps the belief is I have to try harder. I can't change my mind. Whatever the fear or limiting belief that's related to that past experience, I want you just to acknowledge it. Saying it silently or out loud to yourself, this is the belief or fear that has been holding me back from moving forward and truly receiving and following my, trusting my guidance now. So continuing to breathe and just acknowledging that, not in a way where you're beating yourself up, just with compassion, acknowledging this has been holding you back. And again, noticing where you feel in your body. And know that the belief is living where you feel in your body right now. If you're feeling tightness, tension, or pain, placing your hand there and just acknowledging this belief, this fear lives in my body right here. And now beginning to breathe and release that fear, that limiting belief. And as you breathe it and release it, also beginning just to pull it, and this may seem weird to some of you, but actually gently pulling it out of your body. And there's no right or wrong to this, just breathing it out and gently, gently, very gently, doing a motion that is pulling this fear or belief out of your body. And handing it over to your higher levels, your something bigger, universe, source, God, angels, whatever it is that you call them to help you, handing this over to them and asking for their support and assistance in releasing this. Handing it over to them. Continuing to pull it out. Maybe you'll see a color, a shape, an image. Pulling it out and handing it over to them while you continue to breathe it out as well, because this has been stuck in your body. And again, doing the best that you can. There's no right or wrong to this. And even if this feels weird to you, do it anyways. And when that feels complete, now we want to plant the seed for the opposite truth. So where you pulled out that fear or limiting belief from your body, I want you to take that opposite positive truth. I'll never be alone. There are no mistakes. I am good enough. I can trust myself. I can change my mind. I want you to take that opposite positive truth and plant it. Place it in the area where you took out the other belief, the fear. And just placing your hand on your body, planting it there, and gently doing like a circular rubbing motion to help to smooth it and plant it. Just very gently rubbing in a circular motion that area, planting the seed, the truth of the new, releasing the old, planting the new, and breathing in that opposite truth, that opposite belief. And when you breathe out, continue to release the old. And when you breathe in, continue to breathe in the new and the light and the love and the courage and planting that seed for the new truth. And doing that several times, a few more moments. And when that feels complete, thanking your higher levels for assisting your something bigger, and just noticing how you feel in your body right now, noticing emotions, sensations, continuing to breathe, and several more times just silently affirming your opposite truth. Perhaps it is I can trust myself, I'm trusting myself more every day, following my guidance. I am worthy, I am trustworthy. I'll never be alone. I am always supported. I'm always safe and supported. I can handle conflict. It's okay to change my mind. I'm always taking time to connect, listen, and follow my guidance. To connect with myself and follow my guidance. So plant that seed, affirming it several times, whatever it is. And when that feels complete, slowly opening your eyes. And perhaps you even have a question right now that you want to ask and get receive guidance on. So if that's the case, you can close your eyes and you can ask for guidance now, or you can come back and do it later. Again, remembering that you receive guidance in many ways, continuing to clear out fears and beliefs that block you from receiving and following your guidance, trusting yourself, and know that you will always, always receive and follow your guidance in divine time.